Blog Talk Radio.
Dropping knowledge with my nigga Supreme. No better way to start the week, let's get it cracking. Making money, stacking, networking, making it happen. Now it's Tuesday, I got a twisted type of demeanor. So from 6 to 8, I bang out with L.A. Dreamer. Now it's
Wednesday,
what's the time?
Five.
You know I'm how you see, fantasizing, wishing I could
bang out
Marley B.
Butter, baby.
Yeah, the dagger don't play.
It's butter, baby.
That's for you too, told us to say.
It's Thursday,
had to
replay.
Back to where I started at, make the streets clap.
Replay.
Another dagger track, that's a fucking fact. Please just say, don't ever go away. What's they gonna get to bang that?
Fire on Friday.
Y'all always give it dagger love. This is how I let it show. Sitting so incredible on
bang y'all radio. Bang y'all radio.
Yeah.
station that rules the nation. From state to state, country to country, we play the hits just for you.
What's good with it, everybody? Marley D in the building, you know what I'm saying? Aaron, my radio show, What's Good Wednesday, from a surprise location, you know what I mean? I'm at Starbucks, posted, relaxing, you know what I'm saying? Listening to some real cool music, you feel me? Today's hot topic is, why do groups break up? Why do they always split? How come groups don't work out? You know, I want y'all to call in and give me a couple of, you know, random reasons why you think, you know, why groups break up. Nothing too deep. Just, you know, want to know how come just, period, why they don't work out. You know what I mean? A lot of groups like The Temptations, The Five Heartbeats, you know, even though that was a based on The Dells, a lot of these groups back in the day, you know, such as The Supremes, did break up because of egos or because of, you know, management disputes or just simply things like you sing better than me or why is the crowd chanting your name when we a whole group, you know. I just feel like, you know, it was a lot of small things. If they could go back and look on their history, I probably would have thought about it like, man, that was stupid. We could have stayed, you know, we could have stayed doing this, but for the most part, y'all, you know what I'm saying? I see I got a couple callers on, so leave y'all too long. Let me get into one more track real quick, you feel me? I just want y'all to enjoy the music this week, and basically, if you want to send some tracks in for next week, you can send them in to bangoutmarleyb@gmail.com, and I will happily, more than gladly, throw your music in rotation, you know. So shout out to everybody that's listening in already. And let's get into this track real quick. I'm going to handle my caller. All right, y'all? All right. I think I'm going to get into a little bit of Rico. You know what I'm saying? He don't be playing. So we're going to play some Rico, you know what I'm saying? We're going to play a little bit of everything. You know what I mean, y'all? All right, y'all. We're going to hit Nishadi, and then we're going to hit Rico.
I want to disappear. No longer have fools. I'm really about to make, make a move. Don't you, don't I just do, do, do. Triple time, just one, two.
That rules the nation from state to state, country to country. We play the hits just for you.
Rico featuring, you know what I'm saying, Young Tip Money, I believe. That's not all the artists. Forgive me for being an airhead on air, you know what I'm saying, trying to get this shit together. But I'm always watching it. You know, I'm up here at Starbucks watching computers and laptops and shit. Niggas be stealing. I was. That's my pinky. But, yeah, so. Y'all, enjoy the show, you feel me? Real talk, enjoy the show, you know. If you want to speak up on the subject, which is why do groups break up, and name a few groups that break up, you make sure you call in, you press 1, or I won't even know that you called in. So, you know what I'm saying? The callers that were calling in that, you know, I didn't get to before the song because I'm required to play some music. Real talk. Y'all call back in. You know what I'm saying? I'll chop it up with y'all on the subject. But real talk, we got Lewis Powell on Facebook. He said that New Edition broke up, Bone Thugs and Harmony, and Jodeci. You know, those were three great groups in music history that happened to not last. So, real talk, you feel me? Destiny's Child. You know, I know somebody was going to call in and bring that up. But, you feel me? Why do you think groups break up? I want to hear from somebody who was in a group who actually, you know what I'm saying, had to split ways. I actually was in a group when I was about 18 years old, and it was called Uncommon. And it was an amazing group. It was three of us, you know what I'm saying? It was amazing, but things, you know, transpired, and we all had to go our separate ways. You know, it involved maturity levels, you know what I'm saying, anger issues, trust factors. You know what I'm saying, unpredictable situations that occur, and you're supposed to be able to handle it or know which one of the group can handle it and allow them to do so. But if that don't happen, then there is no order of, you know, understanding. There's no sequence of trust, which means, you know, if you don't trust her and this one don't trust that one, if somebody don't trust you, then your group is really not a group. It's just kind of like a shaky alliance. And when the alliance is broken, that's pretty much when the group starts plotting, like, well, I'm going to do my solo thing, you know? But while we're waiting on a couple of callers to call in and speak up on the subject of the groups, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to drop Go by Dopey, Rizzy Boy, and Duck Down. Go!
Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! No pimpin' class, I got no you acting. Who the seggy pins have it back? Yeah. All up on your chest. Oh. Gotta be real, gotta be the pup from the hood. I know it's your girl, believe me, man, I just wanna fuck. Just be in luck, rap money, put TVs in the truck. And you walk, man, on the bus, don't hate it. I'm not yeah. All I else to be exact. Yeah. While we bouncing in the back, oh. I'm a caddy 16. It's your boy, Rizzy Boy, loaded with some of a bitch. Yeah. You drunk in the club, fucking by some old liquor. Oh. And that's what I do. I write the songs that the whole world sings. Two bottles of Henny and Remy, yeah. Send me directly to enemy field. When enemies kill, so lyrically ill, through the albums and cinema. Yeah. Go, 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 I'm hotter than lava, you play with fire, you did burn. They layin' like a game that just sang without shit turn. Who turned this into burn? Niggas with fake games to dispositions. Rock like an antelope, y'all six figures and a pop gun's well. Actin' a fool like the 7 even shotgun shell. With me attitude like even apple juice. Yo, and I eat cheeks and little seeds, y'all rap to me. I'm the NFL, y'all soft like the arena lead. Don't make me come up this bitch, got the third string. Your rap's go to flair, add insult to injury. I started ambulance and blocked the MLS. Hiring stuntman, it's a dirty dance, it took forever to come out. They say the brand's for last. Grit and shake, give me them black keys. Little giant told me, holla. Go, 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 I'm just a brother, took a fall in a trench. You live pretty hard to reach a yard by the inch. Yeah. With many body scars, tattoos from the pen. Bitches are living large with my family and friends. Then I'm all up in this rap shit, out to sell hits. Like a watch soul, weed, speed, heroin, and cocaine. Yeah. But all on a bitch, ain't to being broke, man. On the licks, living anybody's blood stain. It's in a poppy clip. What?
What? Oh.
Say, hey, little mama, I ain't into problems or the drama. Matter of fact, holler at your friend now. Yeah. Tell her on the phone to
Some things are better left alone, right? Because the only business in the line, the business is for her to mind the business, so she can have the business of her own.
By my boy Dopey, the Little Giant. You feel me? Y'all make sure y'all catch his mixtape, Cali Born. It's everywhere. I don't even got to tell y'all where it's at. Y'all know where it's at. D-O-P-I in the building. You feel me? What do y'all have to say about the hot topic? That's what I want to know. As you see, the show is real cool. Like, you know, everybody didn't have a dose of reggae or something before the show. Y'all make sure that y'all pay close attention, because in the second hour, we're going to be getting a little bit more into the juice of what's going on in the AV. You know what I'm saying? It is all kinds of drama going on, and even if we just pray, you know, at least I did my part on trying to fix the drama going on in the AV, y'all. Don't get mad at me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all started it. I just would like to bring some closure to it. You feel me? So if you got any drama popping off in AV, call in, because we're going to get this out in the air. If you ain't scared of who you beefing with, say what you got to say. You know what I'm saying? Say what's on your mind. It's my show. You feel me? So it's nothing. Let's go.
Okay, I'm looking out my window, North Star searching, cooler than the shade, no trees, no curtains, rolling through the day, no Will, no Irvin, and I eat beats, no sides, no bourbon. Okay, I'm feeling so marvelous, looking for a girl that's a dime like the best of sis, cause she gotta be very rare. Cause I'm the best known to air. I gotta be the sickest, cause I kill competition and I throw up on the witness. And if you don't see me, then I'm spitting for your vision. If you tryna black me out, then I'm breaking through your tinted windows. So cold zero, ask her and her friends. Oh yeah, he know. Hello brighter days, cause now they see and I'm on. They used to say that I'm off, but now they see that they wrong.
Hello sunshine, hello moonlight. Hello sunshine, hello moonlight. Hello sunshine, hello moonlight. Hello sunshine, hello moonlight.
Yeah. And it's right here for you, girl. Everything I'm doing it for you, girl. Walking with the winners, ain't no way that we can lose, girl. When I see the goofies, I'm just telling them to move, girl. Cause I'm your rocket, baby, you my launcher. Girl, you the code to my locker. Hello, moonlight, my night's looking brighter. It's time to get loose, but my skills getting tighter. I'm an artist and a writer. I pull all nighters when I turn into a writer. I beat any beat when I turn into a fighter. If he say he work harder, then that boy's a liar. But you know, women lie, men lie. Trust nobody, cause family lie, friend lie. But I'm not a human, I'm a piece of artwork. I'ma bring it to the light, cause nothing in the dark works.
Hello, sunshine. Hello, moonlight. Hello sunshine, hello moonlight. Hello sunshine, hello moonlight. Hello sunshine, hello moonlight.
Yeah, deep styles, too cool. I tell them hello sunshine, hello moonlight. Cause no matter what the time of the
hello
day is,
moonlight.
I'm still shining.
Hello sunshine.
Sunshine or moonlight.
Hello moonlight.
So when you feeling dark, just yell it out.
like a hello sunshine, hello moonlight. Hello.
Hey, what it do, y'all? It's your girl, KD, the Bluebonnet, coming live and direct from Austin, Texas. You're now listening to BangOutRadio.com. Y'all be sure and check out all the hottest unsigned artists and fresh music. You check me out at Bang.
Yeah, man. What's good with it? Y'all want to speak to the host, which is me. Y'all press 1 and share your opinion / like / tell me what's good on the subject. The subject is groups, music groups, crews, duos, duets, whatever you want to call it. Why do they break up? I know y'all got a couple of, you know, well-established reasons as to why groups barely ever last. I don't want to say never because, you know, there is a couple of them that has actually stood the test of time, but even Sonny and Cher broke up, you know. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to name a few. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple already. So you want to speak to me, like I said, press 1, y'all. You know, and if you want to call in and you don't know the number is 661-621-7559, caller 2099. You are on live with Marley B. What's good?
What's going on, Sexy Chocolate?
What's good with it? Who's this? I think
this
I know.
MK. This is MKD. Just airing in, listening, see what you got going on.
What's good with the MKD?
Not much. In here. Oh, well, I'm on the East Coast, just working and shit. Find time to pass by, so the best thing to do is get on a radio station and listen to you.
That's right, that's right. Much love to you too, MKD. I heard you on LA Jarena's show. And you have a good opinion, and I like your feedback, you know what I'm saying? So what you think on the subject of groups? And, you know, first answer, why do you think they break up? Name a couple of reasons as to why groups don't last.
Shoot. Ego, mainly on ego, and fan base, you know. When a group comes together, a fan, they like the group most of the time, but half the time they pick out their favorites, and whoever's in the spotlight is going to end up getting all the money at the end, basically. And nothing lasts forever, especially groups.
Right.
You know, you get old, you got families, and, you know, if it's not working out, you go ahead and do what you got to do.
Yep. That's very true, very true. Man, so name a couple groups that you know, probably really, really like, but they broke up.
What's that group? What's Cisco group?
Drew Hill.
That, you know, when they came out, I was in high school. I used to bang that shit all the time.
Right,
but,
me
you
too.
Know, I heard it was, like, only really two niggas that could really sing on there. Later, I'll find it out later on. So,
wow. I don't know.
Jagged Edge, I wouldn't say they ain't broke up, but, you know, I don't think they're quite together. Like, they...
No, they're still together, just, yep, they are.
They're still together, but, like, their music ain't acting like it. They ain't portraying it. Like,
It
seems like they only get together to make a music, get some money, and get out. You feel me?
Well, that kind of is the purpose. That's kind of the purpose. Probably what they want to do now, because all the fame and everything that probably took them so many other places, they like, shit, we just want to get the money, you know.
Well, I'm a big fan of Drake. I'm a big fan of them. And, you know, when I hear that music, I'm a buy it regardless, but I'm still going to, you know, I'm a share my own opinion on it. If it's not like the beginning, like the A shit they was coming out and when they was hungry about
right.
that shit.
Right.
It's
right.
like, damn, come on, Jagged Edge, you always disappointed me. What are y'all really doing?
So. That's true. That's very true, because, I mean, man, I used to love their music, you know. If you remember, like, when we was in high school, Ideal had hit the scene and they was on the scene for
a few seconds. Oh, yeah.
They was such shit, you know.
Yeah.
They was shit, but, it's a lot of groups who have lost their, I don't want to say their swag, you know, but they lost their touch.
Uh-huh. They lost. Well, I wouldn't say they lost what they came, why they do music for. You know,
right.
I know money is in it, but if you ain't got the love for it anymore, it's like, damn, you can hear it. Like, you get together and just, let's sing this verse, and then we're done. Like, you can hear it. You can actually hear it. Like, damn, okay, what's really going on? So, that's my opinion.
Exactly, man. So, what you think about Teddy Riley? Because so far I got three groups he was in.
So,
what do you think about people like him who they made millions off of, you know what I'm saying, skipping from group to group, just being a big old group hoe?
Hey, if you could fit in where you could get in and it worked, go ahead and do it what you do.
You see me? I mean, I thought I was tripping. Like, wasn't he in? You know, but
what is the situation of that? Because I gotta look into that today. Why is he moving from group to group? Is it because of him?
To be honest, it was it had a lot to do with the fact that he was the producer. He had a lot of control over producing, you know, and if you are the producer, and you are the artist or one of the lead singers, or you actually, you know, putting in vocals, and it's you pretty much running shit. So I think when the good got going, you know.
Oh, shit.
The good got going, so, you know, Teddy got going. So, you know.
So basically, if you ain't listen to what he got to say, he like, fuck you. I ain't got time for you. I can take my shit somewhere else.
Really, that's
what it sounds like.
You know, that's what it seemed like. That's what it seemed like. This guy, his name's Fully Loaded. He want me to play his tracks, you feel me? And I'm the kind of person, as soon as somebody hit me up like, hey, did you play my song? I'll be trying to hurry up and upload it if I don't see it, or play it if I can. I'm about to play it right now. You going to listen to it with me?
Yeah, I'm going to listen to it.
All right, tell me what you think about Fully Loaded, No Panties.
Fully Loaded.
No panties,
okay.
Yeah, that's
it. Oh, shit. Recording.
Yeah.
My fucking show. Got to be low.
That new Hocus Pocus. Got my girl Maddie on here. Right. With me, y'all. Oh, what the fuck did I just say?
She told me she ain't got no panties on.
Back. like a ball on a bat. Hit that, big for nothing, smoke a fat. That's how we get so fat. It jiggles when it gets like your queen, weenie. You gotta pass. 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 You gotta pass.
I thought that was me laughing. Oh, yeah, Philly Loader, you own. I like that track. Yeah. So what you think about that track, MKD?
I like that shit. That's it. That's like, I like that shit because I'm a freak myself. And I'll be like, you know how girls be walking down the street, they have them skirts on. You can't tell if they got no panties on. Like, damn, she got some panties on? You would never know.
Yeah. Man. So, I'm digging that track.
Yeah. Was that you? That wasn't you on rapping, right, on the last part?
No. That was somebody else rapping on the last part. I'm going to have to find out who that feature is. It don't say on the switchboard, but I'm going to find out, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, dude, yeah, I like it. I like that song. That song is catchy. Very catchy.
Really, no here. Y'all want to add the boy? Y'all can go at them. You know what would be crazy to me? I'll be on air, live air, from 5 to 7. I've been doing this. It's going to be 6 months in October.
Okay.
People still call my phone while I'm online. I don't understand what they're going to do when I'm working at 106 somewhere. I can't answer your call. You know I'm on live air. You've been doing this 5 to 7. My office hours is from 9 to 5. After 5, I can't help you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would change my name to Big Red. Nah, it's crazy because it's a couple other groups in history that broke up, and it's like it started off because of the ego. Like, but I look at it like I think we got a lot of drugs. Even in the movies, I know they're just movies, but if you look at the movies, you know, drugs come in between of the male groups and then men, or, you know, the female groups, not the members not making such responsible judgment calls when it came to the men they was dating when they was doing, you know, tours or, you know, getting married frivolously, dating,
getting pregnant.
All that. Right?
Yeah.
And it's like,
most female groups don't even last but a year.
Very true.
I can't think of their names right now. A couple of groups that were signed to Diddy. Matter of fact, T.I. What's that group called?
You got Escape.
Mm-hmm.
You got
Escape.
Total. You know. You got. Well, of course, I said Jodeci already, but Jodeci was signed to Bad Boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of groups that Diddy does, you know, raise them, but they do go their separate ways. I think he fathers the groups more so, you know, than nurtures them to stay together and stuff like that. I think he kind of fathers them to, you know, do what you feel is right and what's going to, you know, get you the most prosperous and the most, you know, positivity and long paper in the long run. I think Diddy, you know, come at him like from a father point of view. I kind of like Diddy, you know. Excuse me, y'all, who can't stand him. I love him. So the man has a business mind that should be bronze.
Yeah, not
dipped in gold, not yet. But it needs to be bronze, definitely. I want to get into another caller. We got caller 7819 in the building. L.A. Trina, what it do?
What's good, Marley B? Storm up!
Storm.
You already know what it is. Got to call in and give you a shout-out. Listening to your show. You got it going on, Mommy. What's your topic of discussion for today?
Well, today, you know, my show is low-key quiet and laid back with it. You know, the topic is, why do groups fall out of love? How come they always break up, splitting? You know, what's a couple reasons why groups don't work out as far as, like, you know, groups or rap crews that actually perform and sing and work together, not just like a, you know, fam base or a rec or E&T, but, like, the actual group, like Destiny's Child, Temptations, you know, Jodeci.
I could answer that question for you. I noticed like groups like B2K and Jodeci,
mm-hmm.
like very talented groups such as those guys that we mentioned. They you know, they had a lot of differences with money, power, and
mm-hmm.
you know, it's always an alpha dog or alpha male, whatever you want to call it in the group. That wants to outshine the next person, that's always a problem. Usually with groups like B2K, who had no control over their situation, out of all their money. You know, B2K, they could have been a mega super group, but they only made $250,000. You know, even though they made like close to $100 million, though. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I look at stuff like that in the drug problem. You know how, like, David Ruffin was with the Temptations and shit? Over the North Coast. It's hard to maintain a balance when everybody's not on one accord. They don't even got to be situations like drug abuse and cocky attitudes that break up groups. It could just be that they're not on one accord. I mean, you have to be strength. You know, you have to be a group that's trained and conditioned to be a support system to each other. If you can't support your group members, then y'all bound to drizzle down. If you got one group member that's off messing with a whole nother camp all the damn time and they're not even repping you in no type of way or they don't show loyalty to you, then most likely y'all gonna fall apart. You know?
Yeah.
So I say, you know, the best way to maintain strength within a group is to always know your position in the group and know your role, you know, in that group.
You know, in order for you to maintain stability and strength, you know, because you can't maintain it without, you know, unity and understanding your position and what your role is in the group. You know, and so, you know, that's the same thing. I try to strive like that with my own group, Small Cheeseburger, I try to strive like that with my own group. You know what I'm saying? Try to maintain, you know, stability and strength within unity. You know, you can't let nobody on the outside of your circle convince you anything different about the people that's in your group, you know, and you got to remember that, you know, to carry that strength within in your circle. And don't let nobody in your circle, out of your circle, knock y'all down, you know. But that's all I have to say about that. But I'm enjoying your show, and I like the whole mellow, layback atmosphere. You know,
because you know usually
sometimes
it's turning up and everything. But this time I'm like, I'm gonna just be on my grown woman and chill with my little mocha caramel latte frappe.
Oh yeah,
you know. But
hey,
yeah.
What's good with you, LA Drina?
What's good with it,
oh,
man?
MPD online. MPD is online.
Good.
Yeah, what's good with it? Yeah, I apologize for not giving you greetings when I came too. You know,
that's
what's right. So, we got to get it in too, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't have clean time on my show this week. A couple of groups, you know.
I'll be punching back in.
Let me ask you real quick, Drina. What about B2K? What if you only one person can sing and everybody could dance, and then you know they making money off of one singer? What do you think about that? You think it was gonna be a bound to break up, or he was gonna continue to help his boys out, and they making money off of him?
Oh, yeah. You know, I think,
Coach, I thought
I think
real quick. Caller 1988, I'll let you on.
Guess who's back in the motherfucking house?
Yeah.
Talk swag, get his bitch
What's good, Talk Swag? Go ahead, Dream.
What's the deal? Talk and Wood is in the building.
Know?
Black Forest, get with it. You lost, of course. Yeah, we've been listening to, you
know,
we just kind of called in. I didn't kind of call late, but yeah, we just called in, hearing the whole group discussion. What do you feel about that, though?
And Adrina finish her thoughts real quick.
What
you saying, Adrina?
It happens when Chocolate Flag gets on. We got to make sure we give them that space.
You should have known I was going to call somewhere. I was going to let the old show go by. I was going to call through and take over.
No, baby, I'm setting my switchboard up, so I'm going to put my mute button on. When
oh,
Chocolate Swag gets diarrhea
you
of the mouth, when Chocolate
Swag
gets...
Like 2 flats of the Cadillac.
When Chocolate Swag gets
like
diarrhea of the
mouth,
to be fair and respectful and not to overtalk nobody, that's all.
All right, well, I won't overtalk anybody today.
All
right.
We appreciate that so much.
Promise.
Thank
you, know,
you. God bless your soul.
Fingers crossed, I promise.
Hey, Chocolate Swag, you was a special baby. Don't worry.
So we got you.
Go ahead, baby.
So... As far as...
Hey, L.A. Gina, where you at?
Oh, here.
Yeah, I'm up here.
Oh, my bad.
Mom. I'm at McDonald's, get my grub one.
And I'm right down the street at Starbucks, get my drink on.
Yes,
sir.
She might not have written those. Click on Marley B, and then you'll find it. And I'm still on the air.
So what y'all feel?
What's
here,
up with your tape? But I want to know, Chalk Swag, why you don't never let nobody from your camp talk? We want to hear them talk now.
All right, sitting out here. Wood. Go ahead, man. Look, I slid the phone to him every day.
Black Forest or something?
Hell
yes,
no,
ma'am,
I'm the first
Black
next Black Forest. That is crazy.
My nigga, are you the personal spokes for Black Forest?
Oh, no, this Hollywood now. Chalk is, no, nah, he's just the mouth of the crew.
Oh, yeah, and that he is. He speaks the hell up for y'all ASAP. So is there anything in particular you want to hear? Or matter of fact, Hollywood, why you on? Why don't you tell me, why do you think groups break up? Why they don't last? Not like E&T's, like this my bro, my sister, and we doing music. I'm saying like, we the Supremes, I'm the singer, Diana Ross, and this right here is, what's your name? I need to know why the groups break up. I need to know why the groups break up like
I
that
say,
you know?
I think it's jealousy.
It's
one, everybody gonna be probably on the same level when they start, but one person always get big and then leave everybody, not leave them, but when somebody think of that group name, they gonna always think of that one person, and then the other ones gonna get tired of it, and he probably gonna be making more money. He gonna be like, get up out of there and all that. But
funny how he looked over to the left when he said that.
Yeah. No, I think it's money and jealousy though. That's all I can see. Oh, somebody leaving, getting in a car? Was that the Getting in a car, like, okay, your time is up.
But you had a good thought, but it wasn't good enough.
Right.
So, hey, in my opinion, you know what I'm saying, Destiny's Child was like a really high group. And they started off with, you know, four of them. They started off with, you know, B. They started off with Kales. They had Latavia. And they had Latoya. Lucky. And actually, all four of them could sing. Please believe that. From the jump, Beyonce's dad was not going to let her be in a group with nobody that was full of shit or that, you know, was half-stepping their talent. The girls could dance, the girls could sing and perform. But be it that he's her father and that's who she lived in the home with, he had more time to work with her. And you never know. Even though that was her dad, she could have just had a special connection and vibe with her dad to where they were just on one accord. I mean, I'm not like that with my dad, you know what I'm saying? It just takes a special friendship, understanding, and relationship, a connection, you know, between two people to be able to become successful. So what I do look at it is, since they were kids, when I was a kid, when, you know, when the group first started off and I started seeing them kind of break up as I was going through high school, in college, I'm like, I said, it's not Beyonce's fault. She's a kid. You know, she's not around here storming around acting like a child diva. Like, no, you know, fire those bitches or it's none of us. You know, she didn't even have a choice. Like, even though Beyonce's heart may be different in a different place now as far as her career-wise or whatever, I saw tears in her eyes. Those were her friends. You know what I'm saying? Those were the only sisters she had really knew. Besides Solange, you know, that was her little sister, though. So I'm saying, like, even when they grew up, you could see that after the breakup, it was bitterness on behalf of the girls towards her daddy. And so I think that breaking up has a lot to do with management as well. Management does destroy a lot of friendships because they, you know, tell you the truth. You know,
hey, Marley, at the end of the day, it's all about business. You know, you come in as friends, and it'd be like, okay, when it's time to do the paperwork, okay, what are you doing on this? What are you doing to make this teamwork grow? You know, and some people look at it like, you ain't doing shit. I can make more money going by myself and just splitting it three or four ways, whoever in the group. And, you know, that's how a lot of groups split up most of the time. It's business. It's not pleasure. It's business.
And that's what I say. That's what I say. Because at the end of the day, Beyonce has to still, you know, be true to herself. So be it that the group have broken up, their friendship must have been headed towards as well. And be it that her and Kelly, in my eyes, they always been best friends. They always been like sisters, you know what I'm saying? They remind me a lot of me and my best friend, Farrah. Shout out to my best friend, you know, who I just made up with after 4 years, you know. Congratulations on the wedding, boo.
Clap, clap, clap.
That's my best friend since I was 13, so I'm happy to be back friends with her. But that just goes to show you, like, it don't matter how long you break up, or, you know, how much time passes or what happened. True friendship and love lasts. Don't matter. Grudges lives on, real talk. So even if it was a grudge for the subject of the group, even if they did break up, I still see Kelly and Beyonce pushing on and went into, you know, evolve into something else. Survivors, independent women, and then they went to the next level. And then when the group actually... if they didn't break up, they dispersed. Because they'll tell you all day, like, no, we didn't break up. We just kind of been doing this for a long time, and we got old, and we don't want to be old, you know, ladies performing as a group still. We want to be able to be ourselves, you know. And I think out of all these groups, I kind of think Destiny's Child, when they were Michelle, Kelly, and Beyonce, they made the cleanest split to me.
Yes. I agree with that.
It wasn't messy where people flinging dirt in the media, and, you know, you see Kelly with Beyonce man, or, you know, it was just clean. It could have went bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was a clean breakup, and they all still support each other and do vocals on each other's album and go to each other's shows and back each other up. Like, I like to see, you know, women getting along, but Beyonce needs to come on back to the Lord. No. Come on back, boo. Come on back. Reel it back in.
That's true.
She needs to reel it back in.
I want to get into a track.
You feel me? Get into a track.
We'll go there.
Anybody that y'all request at this time? I'm gonna play us a surprise track real quick. Check this
out.
Let's see
how much of a surprise it is.
I want to
see if it really
surprises. Yeah, boy. Let's get him. So, he back again now. Time to give it to him. A lot of y'all don't hustle like y'all supposed to. Nah, money all wrong. My pocket got the straight face. Your money real funny, man. Tell him, but let me swag on this one for me. Let's go. Hey, hey, hey. I gotta get paid. Tell him. We got a wedding plan. I gotta get paid. All the girls are buying me. This
lost myself. I am tragic, the bad word. Hold it in the refrigerator. Money is my magnet.
Yeah.
Never been a problem that a dollar couldn't handle. Just so great at the beat. Then I eat it like a sandwich. Stay on the cheese like a rat, no snitch. Throw a flea on a female dog. Ain't that a bitch? Get a fever every time I spit. I think I'm sick. Stretch marks on my pants. My pockets is getting sick. What you think? Cause I've been blowing on this bushel just to chew the beat up and treat the snare like some gristle. I gotta stay high, flyer than a fire missile. For the haters keep a pistol and they moms a box of tissue. Let's not get up on they sister. I dig up on they sister. Think a couple bars in her wet and want my answer. She say she wants the wood cause a man can't leave a splinter. So I play the cannibal and she's my dinner. Yes, I'm about to.
Clenched in my fist, if you can take a blow. I'm a killer, I'm a beast, I think it's best you know. JT, killer, killer, Jason Flow. Original, let the face up on the track. I'm cutting boys up and they ain't cutting no slack. LBC 430 got my back, and we are all homicidal, crazy maniacs. Killing rappers, taking hip hop back. I got it on my shoulders, it is my backpack. I keep my tools in, just to do your dues in. I'm a killer writer, dropping bodies with my five hands. I need paper, my thoughts forever bleeding. Call it blood money, cause I keep the veins bleeding. My words are sharp, so take it how you take it. The haters, if you listen in, that's decapitation.
I mean, keep on talking, I was block a block a flock. I gotta get this money till my heart beats stopper. Keep on grinding the rock until I'm blowing out the powder. Cash rules everything, money is my power. Cream on the glow, can you taste the clam chowder? Time for the animal to bounce off the cage. I don't find my way around, I just burn down the maze. Plus I'm chilling with a bad yellow box. Better never catch a nigga's hands on my honey pot. Nah, I almost lost it, let's get back to this. Let me just wreck the game and set my pocket back and pray. Back smoking on the Jody till I'm mumbling, now I'm stumbling on a way to try to keep this money coming. Yes, I'm about to.
Right there. That was my boy MKD. Man, that shit was fire, nigga.
was fire. I like that. I don't hear nobody talking.
Can you hear me?
What's good with it?
Hey, I got to give you a mad hug for that one. I was shocked the fuck out of that. That's Cash on Deck. That was my cousin Tragic, right. One that put me on one half of drama music and shit. You know. But yeah, shit. I appreciate that. I know you liking that. I know you was bobbing your head over there.
Yeah. Real nigga. I was like, okay.
Valid grinning.
I knew that was gonna surprise you too. I'm like, let me say the boy a track. Man. But, you know, it's 6 o'clock and it's getting later on in the day. We have topic.
Hey, Marley B.
What's good?
Hey, I send you 2 songs on your in your mailbox.
Okay.
Not the one that go radio, the one that's on your Facebook. Because I try to send it to the radio.
For sure. I'm sure I got it if you send it to bangoutmarleyb.com. I mean, bangoutmarleyb at Gmail.
Bangoutmarleyb at Gmail? I sent it to the other one, the one that you have on your Facebook.
I got a couple of them.
It was God Mommy.
Oh, yeah, you got to send it to
Bang out, okay. I'm breaking up. You said Bang Out Marley B?
Yes, Bang Out Marley B at Gmail.
Okay.
That's where you'll find me. I have me call right now. I want to play another track. I think that's what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. Go ahead and do what he do.
Right, I'm like, I don't hold no grudges. I'm not a bit weird or that kind of stuff. And when I do business, I do business. You feel?
Mm-hmm.
So it is what it is. You know, I got friends from all walks of life. Be that as it may, love some more than others because they're not my children, so they don't get unconditional love. Friends do get love with condition. You try to play me, and you don't get no love. So, with that being said, I'm going to play a hard-ass track by my girl, Adrina, you know what I'm saying? People be getting mad that we play each other music, but, you know, as all of us being hosts that are artists, Amanda Baby G, Topaz Lachey, shout-out to you guys, you know what I'm saying? Adrina and myself, we be wanting to get our music heard, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I'm going to play one of my favorite. Matter of fact, I'm going to play 2 of my favorite female artists in a row. Bad Chick Dougie, and then we're going to kick L.A. Dream out there. And then, you know what I'm saying, we're going to get some talk on What's Good Wednesdays. If you just now tuning in, y'all make sure y'all call in 661-621-7559 to be heard on the subject of why do groups break up, how come they don't work out, you know? And name a few, actually, you know, if you've been listening in. Is it a couple of groups that we've already named that you had your mind on, that, you know, we didn't touch on the subject of why they broke up or, you know, what happened? Hit me up. Until then, I'm on with my boy MKD, you feel me? Yummy S Dot, Bad Chick Dougie. Yummy S Dot is the shit. She is so fun. Y'all just don't know. Bad Chick Dougie. Let's go.
Hey, hey, hey. Yummy S Dot. Hey, hey, FYF, yeah, you know, what's the movement? Hey, yeah, you know, what's the. You a bad chick, the do the Dougie. Dump hard in the club with your brody. With your freaking dress on, your nails all done. All the other chicks are getting pretty thirsty. You a bad chick, the do the Dougie. Dump hard in the club with your brody. With your freaking dress on, your nails all done. All the other chicks are getting pretty thirsty. Now, Dougie, 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 Dougie. Dougie, 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 Dougie. If you a bad chick, do the bad chick, Dougie. Everybody got a Dougie song, but what about the bad chick? I'ma speak for us, cause I'm so authentic. All the ugly girls bitter, cause they can't do this one. Give them honor to my bad chicks when you playing this song. Pink nail check, see the heels
check. I know I look good, better show some respect. I ain't sick in the room, so you know the fellas on me. Then I stunt on the floor and do the bad thing. I look good. Stepping out the new with me, inferior is wood. Short skirt, high heels, got your fella hood. Body shows on the west, yeah, I got them all booked. Tiffany on the wrist and the Rolex necklace. Left on ink and my bamboo dangling. Girl, you better know, cause my status high going. It's a well-known fact that I'm a TBT wreckable. Bad chick, you do the Dougie. Jump hard in the club with your brody. Put your freaking dress on, every nail's all done. All the other chicks taking to be thirsty. You a bad chick, you do the Dougie. Jump hard in the club with your brody. Put your freaking dress on, every nail's all done. All the other chicks are taking cause they're thirsty. Now Dougie. You a bad chick, you a bad chick. Just when I step up in the party, I do the Ricky Bobby, we're doing the BCD. You'll see me more than likely. Bad chick, Dougie, lip gloss on my lips, long legs, long weed, but as real as it gets. Now Dougie to the left, Dougie to the right, run it back, add a dip. We can do it all night, but your thighs get jacked. Do the bad chick, hand up, down, and around, and do it again. Go in, little mama, cause it ain't that hard. It's pretty simple, you can do it with stilettos on. Just add a little swag, and you know it's a classic. And don't you dare do it if you know you ain't a bad chick. You a bad chick, you do the Dougie. Jump hard in the club with your brody. Put your freaking dress on, every nail's all done. All the other chicks are taking to be thirsty.
I'm in this motherfucker with my motherfucking queen.
Player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not. Swagged up player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not. Swagged up player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not. It don't matter what I do, man, I'm stupid swaggin'.
Swag.
Swag when I'm eating, swag when I'm rapping.
Swag.
Swag when I'm sleeping, swag when I'm mackin'.
Swag.
Swag for no reason, swag for attraction.
Swag.
Swag every season, swag with a passion.
Swag.
Swagged up, swagged out, swag when I'm stacking.
Swag.
Swaggin' on you haters. Swag with the players.
Swag,
swag, swag on you hoes. Swag for the paper.
Swag.
Swagger, 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 jacker. You can't jack this swagging.
Swag.
Swagging when I'm active and I swag when I relax.
Swag.
Swag so super. Swag too stupid.
Swag.
Swag so on that I just can't lose.
Swag.
Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swagged up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not. Swagged up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, they know that they not. Swagged up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not.
Let you sleep, I should fuck you with the burner. Her kids looking at me like Miss Bomb, please don't hurt her. I kick a kid ass, Bernie Mac my past. Rest in peace my bro, man that shit hurtful. I am a klepto, I'll steal the metro. LASDR9CA reject. From now on that's how you drive, I got my respect. From now on that's how you drive, I got my respect. Hell no I ain't glad, my nigga said it's good. So all the bad bitches have to get about his hood.
Hell no I ain't glad, my nigga said it's good. So all the bad bitches have to get about his hood.
Swagged up player and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swagged up player and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swagged up player and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not.
Sweat swagged up, turned up. Any track I touch get burnt up. Fuck with me, you get smirked up. I'm killing hoes, they tagged up. You starving, nigga, get your weight up. My swag is shining, Mark Jacob. They hating on me, they flaking on me. But I'm eating anyway, such a plate up on me. Niggas can't be me, bitches can't see me.
I'm super fly, South Central, straight breezy. Niggas take it easy, you hate it, straight kill me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You niggas straight kill me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Check my swag from head to toe. Check my boys got crazy flow. Check my stats, they're better than yours. Check my thick thighs, thick, thick, thick. Check my thick thighs. Yeah, 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 yeah. Check my thick thighs. Yeah, yeah. Thick, 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 thick. I'm going to take on call 9360. You're on live with Marley Bizzle. What's good with it? Caller. Okay, caller then hung up. That's all good. This is me and MKD then. If you like to speak up and chop it up with me for a second, you can press 1, and then when we finish talking, you can press 1 again and go back to listening. You tell me what the subject is. Why these hoes keep breaking up? No, I'm just playing. Why do groups, why do groups constantly groups, you feel me? They be on that whole cake shit, you know, just like on Temptations. Now, y'all, come on now. David Ruffin, come on, man. Leon played him too good. You know, real talk. Because David Ruffin was, he was, you know, the shit with a capital S, with a capital F.
Yes.
You know, but when they bomb, and I'm saying he went down, like, you know, drugs and ego trips, you know, all that. Y'all ain't nothing without David Ruffin. I mean, I swear to God, if you know, shirts was being made back then, that would have been a shirt. You feel me? Because that fool right there was not taking no prisoners, man. That shit was crazy back then.
Mm. Yeah.
But for the most part, though, how you feel, because, you know what I'm saying, it's just us today, a couple of listeners, and, you know what I'm saying, they listening in probably cooking or whipping their kids or something, and they can't impress them when they speak up.
We on that chill mode today. We on that laid back,
right,
and everybody's
talk,
just cause
you know my
in.
Show. Because, you know, my show usually can't get crazy sometimes, you feel me? It can get wild or it can get a little bit X-rated, you know, but today it's real cool. No, I'm feeling that. You know what I'm saying? Sitting amongst people doing their homework and studying, researching. It's, like, real cool, you know? Even if I was to air from the library, they would let me, you know? They just keep telling me to be quiet, but they would let me, you know? But, yeah, for the most part, I've always been a solo artist since I was about 18, 19. I was like, you know what, anything I'm going to do it by myself. And it's harder to get yourself out there when you are pushing yourself by yourself. That's what I call it. When you don't have a support group or that village raising you, you know, when you are in a child stages of coming up in the music industry. When you don't have that, you know, village of people support system pushing you, you know, it's harder for you to prove to people you got what it takes versus a group, because with a group, it's like 3 times the amount of support, families, and, you know what I'm saying, backup. So
look over your shoulder when you get discouraged. Look over your shoulder to, like, my best friend, somebody I really enjoy being with is right next door, and you just, like, all the nervousness just fall away, and you just like, okay, let's get back into that game. I'm cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how long you been rapping and singing?
Me, honestly, to be honest, I haven't been rapping but about a year, maybe. And singing, though, I've been singing for 10 years, you know. Not professionally, and I haven't been pursuing it as a career. You know, I wanted to wait at least until I was 25 to decide what I really wanted to do, and I didn't want to be a young, teeny bopper little singer or a person who was looked at like, oh, she 18, she 21, man,
we could give her a 5-year contract and then she's going to be done. You know, I kind of wanted my music to stand the test of time and be what I call timeless. So
okay.
I wanted to have a little bit more life experiences and I call it comedy material. You know, when I go through things in life, I wanted a little bit more material to work with, you know. And I had experienced a few things by then, but, you know, I'm still a youngster. You know, I still got a lot of living to do, so I feel like now is the time for me to take on my dreams and do what I want to do, which is my R&B. You know, I hopefully to touch hearts. I hopefully get a chance to change a few people's minds when they are standing on a ledge, you know, contemplating suicide mentally, physically, emotionally. You know, some people could be on the brinks of going crazy and they hear my track, you know, with like a Mary J. Blige vibe to it, or emotion, I should say, to it, that would pull them back off and maybe they'll sit down and think about life or think maybe it's not that bad, you know, if other people out there that went through it. So, you know, I want to be a little bit deeper than the little mamas and the vixens, you know,
uh-huh.
The regular just shake tail feather type shit. I'm really not into stanky legging, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm into making things while I'm singing.
First, your first time in the studio, your first time.
My first time? Yeah. Wow. Well, I would say my first time in the studio, I'm going to lie, y'all. I froze up like a motherfucker. I was 15, and I remember the label. I went to a DreamWorks studio out here. And at the time, I was going to Morningside High School with my homegirl, Sharita. Shout out to Sharita. You know, we had a blast at school singing, and I was, you know, at the cheerleading rehearsal. That's the only school that I didn't cheerlead at. So I'm at cheerleading practice with them after school. You know, I still kicked it with them. We singing and we vibing and ciphering. And then she's like, we can go to the studio, my big brother friends, do this studio thing and all this. And I'm like, oh, hell yeah, cool, I'm ready. She's like, let's go, let's get in here. And see, anybody that know my history know I went to private school until I was like 14, going on 15. So my parents, be it that daddy was a minister, he didn't let me listen to no secular, worldly music, anything outside of Kirk Franklin's song.
Oh,
was
man.
Too sexual.
Yeah.
So,
who you tell?
I mean, he would get mad when they used Michael Jackson Remember the Time beat, you know, in church to sing to it. He would be like, this is wrong. So daddy wasn't going for no Tupac or none of that in the house, you know. But me and moms and my sister, we dropped his ass, you know. I'm just, let me stop being mean, daddy, I love you. But once, you know, once we broke up, that group broke on up too, we was allowed to, you know, find ourselves. And my mom knew we were mature enough to listen to what we wanted. So she let me go to the studio after school with my friend Sharita. We get there and they like, what y'all sing? What do you know? And I'm like, you know, thinking like, oh, I don't know. I don't, you know, I know gospel songs. I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm saying like I walked in a studio where it's like smoking and like on the game when, you know, like on the game.
Yeah.
When Malik found his little sister in the studio with all them niggas and it was jewelry everywhere and smoke. And, yeah, that's how it was when I walked in. So I'm like, I'm not finna break off singing a gospel song for these niggas. I need to sing something on. So I was trying to think of Mary J. Blige song, and I was just froze, you know. And he was like, Sharita, sing As We Lay. Y'all got to know As We Lay. And I'm like, I really was sitting here like, you really think I know a song that's called As We Lay? That sound like some sex. I couldn't listen to none of that. So I'm trying to play it off like, that's, is that an old song? Yeah, it's an old song. You don't know Shirley Murdoch. Ever since then, at that studio, that moment, I knew you got to stay ready. You cannot waste time getting ready. You know what I'm saying? You get ready behind the scenes, but when you step outside your door, the world is your stage. The world is your stage. So I knew then. I know every word to Shirley Murdoch As We Lay Now. You know what I'm saying? Anybody ask me to cover that, I'm at least going to spit out the first verse, the hook, something, right now. You know?
Right now. So, let's go. Let's get it.
After this. After this commercial. After this commercial.
Look, yeah, okay, after this commercial. Real talk, real talk. Let me see what the commercial going to be. Let me see. Oh, one of my favorites, Addicted by September 6th. And then we're going to have Cali Red following with their new song, Touch a Million. And then we're going to have Marley B singing as we lay. A little piece of that. Little live performance.
That's what's up.
Vanguard Radio, baby. Only on Vanguard Radio, y'all.
Let's get it.
My being, I need her by my side. No matter the situation, she always down to ride. See everything I want, man, see everything I dream. Fulfill my every need mentally and physically. Take me to another level intellectually. Her honey roasted complexion is close to perfection. Get lost for days when I'm licking her brown ass. The only thing celebrated in the smile is the sun. Ran across some prototypes, but I know that she the one. Love the way her mouth curves when she speak her words. Love how she rock her hips from left to right when she walks. Like the moon in the sky, she light my way through the dark. She always open and willing to play a part. The only thing she really want from me is my heart. Hindsight is 2020, so I stay in forethought. Keep my eyes on the future, making the present my past. My mind is the canvas, her body is the easel. I'll do anything in this world I can to please you. But let me stop, keep sweating, sounding like I'm begging. I'm just trying to let you know, I think we're compatible. I would give up anything, just to give you everything. You're simple and comfortable, you sensual and sensible. I intellect in the second 70, you haven't seen. Especially when I'm sexing it, treat her like a Yamaha. Get on top, I'm revving it, since you scream, I'm loving it. Legs shake non-stop, whenever I'm up in it. A pussy so good, got me fighting off, wasn't quick. It's ill though, how I can show with the real no. My greatest enemy is usually my inner me. But with her, I feel no fears and insecurities. You're the only chick in this world I think there is me.
Touch a million, it might be the detriment. $1 million, really trying to get it, take my pedigree. Came from the streets, from the projects, another breed. Yo, life real, but my life really getting yours. So real in my life, yeah, it gotta be. $1 million, really trying to get it, take my pedigree. Came from the streets, from the projects, another breed. Yo, life real, but my life really.
It's the irresistible physical challenge, so we put that nigga to ego. Don't give a fuck, I'm clutching money. You look at me funny, I wrap you up like mommy. Put you in the trunk, in the back, but it's speaking beat. I don't give a fuck about buying 24s, nigga, as long as I'm getting more dope. Dang, you can't imagine, y'all niggas is bragging. But you can't get mad, cause that nigga double B. Rack on rack, you know I stack more cash. Rack on rack, you niggas getting more mad. Kiss my ass with a smile on your face. I don't give a fuck because you live your life in disgrace. And me, I'm that cat that you always wanna be. Look in the mirror, you ever seen something big as me? I'm a son, I'm a father, I'm a buffoon. And one thing for sure, you're gonna have to put me in a tomb. If I ever stop hustling or you're trying to take my money, chop a helicopter and doctor, it's a prescription. I do what I want, not what the fuck I can. I told you once before, I'ma always be the man. What I say, don't play, you would get your head. I don't give a fuck, I ride with niggas with the fall off. But this ain't no movie and we don't waste no clips. You talk shit and you would get your better from a bitch.
Trying to touch a million, it might be the detriment. $1 million, really trying to get it, take my pedigree. Came from the streets, from the projects, another breed. Your life real, but my life's gonna be yours.
so real in my life, yeah. It gotta be $1 million, really trying to get it. Check my pedigree. Came from the street, from the project, another street. Still not real, yeah. But my life is
mathematics, get my car crashed and smashed, don't waste, don't pass it. And I'm active in action, I'm laughing. Posted up on the block at high. The cops that came through and then turned up the spine. It's poster boy, since you was the poster boy. Satan in my brain, got me feeling deranged. Yeah, feel my pain. When the niggas got caught up, that's 16, nigga, I've been struggling for them. The 4-5 chrome, maybe we dirty. Getting work from home across the border. Done told you, boy. Things back to them, they bring the know you really don't own it. So next, I don't take no pain for a joke. Cause when I grow up, niggas die for that coat. Your brains will get smoked. All on the windshield, Louis Vuitton. Now it ain't real.
Trying to touch a million, it might be the detriment. $1 million, really trying to get it, take my pedigree. Came from the streets, from the projects, another breed. Your life real, but my life is really so real in my life, yeah, it gotta be $1 million, really trying to get it, took my pedigree. Came from the streets, from the projects, another breed. Still life real, but my life is really yours. Touch a million, it might be the sentiment. $1 million, really trying to get it, took my pedigree. Came from the streets, from the projects, another breed. Still life real, but my life is really yours. So real in my life, yeah, it gotta be $1 million, really trying to get it, took my pedigree. Came from the streets, from the projects, another breed. Still life real, but my life really is yours.
Yeah, boy. I don't know. That was Cali Bread in the fucking building, man. Cali Bread, man. That was my brother. It's my dude. You know what I'm saying? Lil V, Da Vinci, and your boy, Sir Weeples. You know what I'm saying? I love them dudes. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Catch Cali Bread coming to an event near you. You know what I'm saying? They've been getting cake. They've been getting cake, getting like a, you know what I'm saying, Young Money. So, y'all gonna see more of them coming this autumn, you know what I'm saying? Probably some hot summer nights towards September, October, November. They're gonna be taking over, you know what I'm saying? AV, Hollywood scene, you know, plan on making a trip to Vegas. So, y'all just keep a lookout for the boys, Cali Bread, you know what I mean? We're gonna be collabing with a few people. And Cali Bread and Star Mob are gonna be working together real soon, too, you know what I mean? So, we got a lot going on this year, so you feel me? With Marley B sliding over to Star Mob on the business side, not on a personal level, I'm Cali Bread, but on the business side, I'm going to be working with Star Mob, you feel me? Y'all ain't ready for this, you feel me? People got to learn how to collab and get along, you know what I'm saying? Because you are around people and in their lives for a season only. You know, and in the blink of an eye, life is over, and you've lived, you know, you've lived and you've learned and met so many people. And this lifetime, I would love to meet as many people as possible and touch even more hearts and ears, you know. Feel me. Get real. You know,
I feel having
a serious moment at the end. Is that him or Murray? One of them be having an all serious moment at the end of their show after they done talk hella shit about everybody's life, baby daddy,
that's
and grandma.
Jerry. That's Jerry and what's his name? The security guard.
Steve.
I ain't never seen the show, man. I stopped watching them. It's funny. I just laugh at them.
Okay. Yes. So, since we're talking about groups breaking up and all, I want to know why people in the AV, because you're not in the AV, you know what I'm saying? So you wouldn't be able to answer this question, but I want to know why the hell people in the AV can't seem to get along. And how come people out here, some people out here got such big heads about what they doing? From what they doing, they ain't showing you anything but old shit from the past. I want to know what's going on right now that would allow a person to benefit off of each other. Because I know my voice is an instrument. I know my voice is also, in my eyes, it is a not only ability, but it's kind of like a power. So if someone wants me to or something like that, yeah, I'm going to come be on your hook, but what are you going to give me? What am I getting in return? Your friendship, collaborations, anytime I want. I just want to know, because a lot of times I hear, you know, girls back in the day like Juelle and Michelle and who else was that? Latoya Williams. Oh, God bless her. She is so bomb. Y'all check out the music she got. They do a lot of hooks and experience, a lot of back burner life, you know, because the girl that sung Always Dipping or Steady Dipping and the one that sung Let's Play House for Dogtown, you know, a lot of those girls are shit and they sing so bomb, but you wouldn't even know that was them on the. So I want to give, you know, acknowledgement to a lot of those singers, but didn't get the praise that the actual artist that did, you know, the verses on, you know? So I just want to know what exactly to do. Like, can I get some return for something out, you know, a good thing out here? Rico, I call him Rico Suave. Is the people out here hating on him, or a couple of other stations or shows or whatever don't want to pay credit where credit is due? Well, it ain't even up to them to pay you. You know what I'm saying? You got to go demand it and take your respect in place. You know, I'm not the most aggressive person when it comes to competition, because I've never looked around and saw anybody. Everyone asked, but if I have to put on my gloves and my knee pads and get my hands dirty and get my hair nappy, I don't care. I will fight, you know, for my first place medal. So, you know, Rico, you doing a good job. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't let nobody, you know what I'm saying, change your positive and energetic demeanor, because you got it, you feel me? You got it. You repping for the thick bros and you know what I'm saying, the chocolate side and R&B, and you got your rap applause for my boy Rico, y'all. You feel me? When I see somebody getting a little bit of hate thrown their way, I throw them some more love to cancel it out, you know? So it is what it is. It is, for real. That's what it is. Then I'm like, damn, my shoulders are all laid back. What's good? What is good out there in Radio Land? So, and Katie, what you got new coming up that anybody would want to go check out? YouTube videos, events, shows, anything? I know you're on the East Coast, but I got a lot of East Coast listeners, actually.
Nothing too much right now. I'm just working on music and steady getting this paper. My cousin was in Texas last week, but he's back in VA. He's just trying to get his paper on to continue to work on music. Come up. You'd be the first one to find out.
For sure. I appreciate that. I really do. Because I'll be ready for some new music. Throw it on, you know, real quick. No problem. So
what's up? You were supposed to, after the break, you were supposed to blow a little something.
Oh, that's right.
You're supposed to bless us with your voice, your godly gift.
I am. I'm going to do two bars. It's more. And we set the night away. It happened. Now we can come. There is a time. Oh no. Yes, we. That's all I'm getting right now.
Oh, I was feeling that.
I'm getting y'all right. I hate singing over the phone, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah.
No, that was up. That was the fuck.
Thank you. You know, I'm not going to take up too much time hanging live. Y'all catch me. I'm so stupid. I swear to God, I'm a marketing genius. Y'all catch me at Mazika's this weekend on Sunday. We'll be turning it out. This weekend, I'll see her Highway Avenue M. lovers, haters, frenemies, and all in between enemies, y'all come through and catch your girl doing what she do. For real, y'all come through at 8 o'clock, you know, y'all get in free at about 10:30, and then, you know, they cheat. If you don't like them, spit them out. Throw them on somebody. I don't care. Have a ball. You know, Mazika was packed last weekend. I heard Mazika was packed last weekend, you know. So, y'all believe that I will be in the building. And please stop insulting every event or venue, I should say. Stop insulting these venues out here. We only got three. You know what I'm saying? Shit. And it's 2 months from now to be a new owner, and we on a whole nother subject, and now the old owners that was in Wickettail ain't there no more. You know, fuck what everybody got going. It's about the presence you bring. When I step into the club, I don't even care if the drink, you know what I'm saying, go. Even, okay, I'm lying. Okay, hold on. I do care about the drink. That I do. But if I'm going to party, that's what I care about, actually. If I'm going to party with my friends, I want the drinks to be good, and I want the crowd to be nice and security to be on point. But when I'm going to perform, you know, if the drinks are whack, nah, okay. Well, let me hit the stage and do me and, you know, go to the car, you know, make a couple clouds, and then, you know, go to the after party. So let's talk. We got a caller. Caller 2957. You are live with Marley B, MKD, and Bang Out Radio Land. What's good with it?
What's good, Marley? It's your boy, Dope. You called to say what's good. How's it
what's
going?
What's good with it?
I hear it's kind of quiet, and I don't like Bang Out Radio being quiet.
Wait, it's quiet. You know why it's quiet? You know why it's quiet? Because this week, a lot of people have been going through some drama. And last week, you know, I had to lightweight check somebody, you know what I'm saying, on the type of respect you got to bring to the show.
Right.
You know,
right.
We each have different days. Monday is kind of wild because, you know, Monday is a day you first bring in the week, and everybody like, oh, we hate Mondays. So they turn it up on Mondays, Grind Network, so that everybody can enjoy their Mondays. Tuesdays are twisted because the week is started, and it can go from, you know, it's like Saturday. It can go from really happy and energetic to being really on, aggressive, and confrontational.
Uh-huh.
What's good, oh. Wednesday? Pretty much the rest of the week on. So when you get here, it's like you're going to have to go with the flow of what Marley did. So you chill and be cool, relax, you know, and not have no drama. Or if you're going to start some drama, you can, but you got to be willing to back it up and handle your work on Wednesday. Because I was really good. So, you know, not no bullshit. You feel me? But
right.
I know you hear me giving shout outs to my boy Rico and
I just talked to Rico earlier.
A couple of other people that have been doing their thing. You know, it's a lot of artists out here that I work with recently, like the Shoddy. I have been around her, and we've been talking about doing some things in the future.
That's hot.
And
that's hot.
A couple other artists, you know, LA Drina. Who else was I going to vibe with? I actually laid a hook down for my homeboy Crow, but his name is Trip Sane.
Cool.
From Dog Pound, I laid down a hook for him this week, so I can't wait to hear that. You know what I'm saying?
Got to get to working, got to get your feature on, but you know that's good. You keeping it.
Shout out to
local.
PA.
Yeah, gotta keep it local. You gotta keep it local and work with all the artists out here. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yes, real talk.
That's good. I see you doing your thing, man. Just wanted to call and say, hey, you know, we talked about what we had to talk about yesterday.
Right.
But,
shit gets real deep. But
yeah, we can have a whole conversation about that. But I love, you know, shout out to everybody in the AV, man, doing their thing, you know what I mean? Make Safe is doing well, you know. I know you were kind of up in the air trying to figure out what you was doing and what your next move was, and I was happy to talk to you about that, especially being kind of early in your career and not doing this, you know, real long. It's really, really careful about what you have to do and everything, and the timing, you know, timing is everything. Marley, if you release something at the wrong time, it's a wrap. You know what I mean? So you gotta just pick your time. Don't don't put your stuff out while everybody else's stuff is out. You got to find a small gap and release that stuff quite, you know, then when it's a quiet time. I think I'm just as hot as anybody out there and everything, but I'm not going to release my album or Eminem album about to drop. You know what I mean? You got to wait.
Yep, you know, that's exactly what I was saying this summer. This summer, I had plans of dropping my mixtape called Far From Hollywood, but because I was putting tracks on there, you know, I listen to my fans, and regardless of what a lot of people think, they might snide and laugh. I don't give a fuck. People were still sniding, snickering, looking dumb and broke, laughing at Michael Jackson, rich ass. So I don't care. You know what I'm saying?
And
so
same
my
thing
thinking,
about what,
I have
with them hooks.
You know, I'm willing to admit it, and I can say it proudly. I have fans, and I love my homegirls and my homeboys who back me up that really love me because they know that I'm not the type of person to shit on their smiles or to stab them in the back after they then gave me all this praise and spoke highly of me everywhere. And, you know, I'm not that type. I love everybody that, you know, got my back. I even love people who talk shit about me because that means I'm on their mind and they must want me to change the bad things they're saying about me, you know. So I like, you know, I kind of love everybody, you know. My only thing is this summer I was going to release Far From Hollywood, Marley B Mixtape Volume 1. But I decided to go ahead and leak it out to Bang Out Radio. I just started Bang Out, you know, in April, and my mixtape was supposed to drop in June. So I figured why not just go ahead and drop the tracks on there. So it's a... I guess you could say it's an unofficial, you know, mixtape release. So if you want to hear anything that was going to be on it, it's on my Reverb Nation, about 10 tracks or so. And now I'm working on just R&B, you know, just sitting R&B out there. I got a couple pop artists and R&B and soul artists in mind, you know, females and males that I want
to bring. Even that's hot for you to get ready to hook up with Desiree 12 Reese and Nashadi, local artists from where you at, to kind of help bring their fan base into what you were doing.
I definitely am. Yep.
You
I want to give
mean,
a shout out to my girl Jazzy Gates, you know what I'm saying, Jay Dizzle. Look her up on Reverb Nation as well. She got the hot beat. Mm-hmm. She is going to be one of the producers on my mixtape. It's an R&B mixtape. The only reason I'm calling it a mixtape is because it's not an actual album that I'm going to be selling or whatnot. You know, I'm not signed yet, which I will be by the end of this year. Trust me, it's taking me months to decide what independent label I'm going to definitely sign with. But I'm going to be signed. By Christmas, I'm going to be announcing who the fuck I belong to. You know what I'm saying? But for now, I'm having fun with it because they just want to hear me do a lot more stuff and do some artist development. And, you know, even though West Good Wednesdays ain't all about me, it's about, you know, the independent artists out there. This is kind of like my first time being able to have time to talk about, you know, what I'm doing. So hope y'all will hear some R&B coming from me by, you know, October, September, you know, something like that, maybe the next 2 months.
Hot. We can't wait. But just call to show you love. You know, shout out everybody in the AV, man. Shout out L.A. Drina, you know, the Star Mob. Shout out to, you know, Jay Hidden, Mondo, everybody doing their thing up at Mazikas and stuff, man. You know, it's all good. It's nothing but love from Dopey, you know. Topaz, I see you.
Yeah, much love to Topaz. I'm about to play her track next. You know what I'm saying? Popping motherfucking box. Some niggas say skip the bottle popping, get straight to the panty dropping, but we not gonna skip the bottle popping tonight.
What about the ones that don't got no panties on?
We finna pop
you know what
the bottle. That's what I'm saying, you know? We finna pop the bottle tonight. So, check the girl out. Y'all listen, give me some feedback afterwards. But y'all already know, y'all heard this track, you feel me? Topaz is hot, you know what I'm saying? She's sexy as she wanna be, so she turns up.
Popping bottles. Stepping in a club like 1, 2 stepping. I'm already turned up, about to get booked. DJ, turn me up, DJ, turn me up. I got my drink in my cup, yeah, I'm effed up. Did I say that? Yeah, I'm effed up. Popping bottles, popping bottles.
always popping bottles. Yes, we rock stars.
Yeah, we turned up in the club, 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 not giving a what. Popping, popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. In the club, yeah, we popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. We in the club, yeah, we popping bottles, popping, popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. Yeah, we turned up, yeah, 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 we turned up. Yeah, we turned up, yeah, 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 we turned up. Yeah, we turned up. In the club, 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 not giving a what. Popping, popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. In the club, yeah, we popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. We in the club, yeah, we popping bottles, popping, popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. Yeah, we turned up, yeah, 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 we turned up. Yeah, we turned up, yeah, 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 we turned up.
Chillin' in the VIP like, yeah, we wasted. Poppin' bottles all night, yeah, we own it. We got that Hennessy, we got that vodka. We got that good, good rum, I know you want some. Yeah, we turned up,
turned
yeah,
up.
We turned up.
Turned
in
up.
The club, 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 nah, give me the word. Did I say that, yeah? Yeah, we turned up.
Yeah, we turned up. In the club, 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 not giving a what. Popping, popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. In the club, yeah, we popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. We in the club, yeah, we popping bottles, popping, popping bottles, popping, popping bottles.
Yeah, we turned up, yeah, 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 we turned up. Yeah, we turned up, yeah, 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 we turned up. Yeah, we turned up.
In the club, 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 not giving a what. Popping, popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. In the club, yeah, we popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. We in the club, yeah, we popping bottles, popping, popping bottles, popping, popping bottles.
Yeah, we turned up, yeah, 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 we turned up. Yeah, we turned up, yeah, 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 we turned up.
We got the stick going, here's another round. Got a couple more bottles, yeah, it's going down. Cut security, yeah, we about to turn it down. So packed in the club, yeah, we turned up.
Turned
couple down. More shots, yeah, and we sold out. And we sold
yeah,
out.
We turned up.
In the club, 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 not giving a what. Popping, popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. In the club, yeah, we popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. We in the club, yeah, we popping bottles, popping, popping bottles, popping, popping bottles.
Yeah, we turned up, yeah, 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 we turned up. Yeah, we turned up, yeah, 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 we turned up.
Yeah, L.A. Dreamer in the building. You're now tuned in to the Coast to Coast show, doing the most. Your girl, L.A. Dreamer, on Twisted Tuesday. Bang out, bang out radio, bang out, bang out.
This is another DJ Remix. Remix.
Oh, yeah, Marley B is back in the building with MKD, and my boy Chalk Swag is back on.
Oh, I'm back on?
Yeah, you back on, baby.
It's good. Yeah, I'm back on. What's the deal?
Good. And I have some technical difficulties over here, so.
Oh, you have technical difficulties? Well, me and Wood still sitting here. You know, we going through some beats right now. You know, them
right.
Fire that's finna, like, hit a lot of niggas, like. Right, we finna hurt some people's feelings this summer, like
everybody's not some people.
Like yeah, everybody's really like we man, like I don't think people really understand like how serious this is. Like we've been in the studio like nonstop just making fire, like
mm-hmm.
Man, dude, I'm like I got through I'm working on 3 mixtapes at one time, and
right.
All 3 of them go hard. Like, where they do that at?
Right? I
where
feel you.
Do
I
that?
Feel
where they do that at?
You know, my thing is I'm kind of new to it, you know, and if I would have been dabbling in rap back in the day, I think I would have probably been rapping about something a little bit more, you know, immature because I'm not like no gangbanger, you know what I'm saying? I didn't been in the car while they were doing the drive-by. But I didn't do the drive-by.
sitting in the car watching the homies spray the house.
Yeah, I ain't certified. Crazy. So it's like, I wouldn't be having nothing gangster to rap about. And that's what I would have wanted to be, kind of like a harder rapper than just, you know, coming off with all that ABC, candy, you know, Campbell's soup and popcorn or whatever. I don't know. But,
you
know,
what?
I would have rapped.
I'm glad I started when I started because I got all the BS out of my system first. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I was talking about, like, yeah, we just had a conversation, like, about we got all the, like, I got all the BS out of my system, like all the trying to be thug and rat tat tat, even though I ain't shot nobody in ever, like all the blamers and all that. I got all that out the way early as a kid, so the more I got older, the more I based my music upon my life. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I said real talk. You know, I kind of like
I might say some cocky shit in my rhymes, but everything I say is me. Like, I say a lot of cocky stuff, but everything I say, I do. So that's why niggas feel me, because, like, I do it. I make it happen. I do it.
Yeah.
Boy.
That's how it is with my music. I write, you know, this R&B. People going to be surprised to even hear what I got coming, because a lot of people are like, oh, she can sing. Even back in, you know, I got like 100 of the same friends, or at least I should say, you know, just one phone call connections to, you know, like hundreds of people I went to school with. And they didn't even know I could sing because I was involved in sports. And, you know, sports does not involve you talking or speaking, especially if
you're
a cheerleader, track star. Real talk, it was nothing necessarily, you know, need to be verbalized. So I did speech meets and spelling bees. You know, I didn't do, like, the singing competitions and the talent shows. You know, my dad kind of thought that was superficial and kind of like he thought I would be underestimating my intelligence if I did that. And so I ended up having to find my own way anyway, you know, even after so much time went on, I really came back to what I wanted to do, which is I used to write. Been writing since I was 10 years old. My first piece of poetry was in Englewood Sentinel newspaper. And I don't know if you can go to the Englewood Library and go to the microfiche in the back and pull up, you know, newspapers from 1990-something. But when
man.
I was 10, yes, I was 10, I did, my poem made it into the paper. It was called I'm Fat, and it was based on Judy Blume's book, Lover. I say this all the time, but people always ask me, how long you been doing this and that? I've been writing since I could write. I've been writing cursive with both hands since I was 4. So as soon as I could put pen to paper, paper to pencil, I did it, you know what I'm saying? And it's just been a journey now because I can express myself to people in such a mature manner, and they understand and they feel me, and I'm just like, I can't wait to meet other artists that have been where I'm at right now. You know, I can't wait to start just digging in.
That's a good thing about, like, that's a good thing about music. Like, never know, like, you never know what you can do until you do it. The homie right next to me, he ain't been rapping but, like, a couple of months. And it sounds like he's been rapping forever. Like, that's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, where they do that at again? Like, you never know what you can do till you just go ahead and just do it. So, you know, it's always a blessing to be able to have the talent to multitask and do different things. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sitting here, I'm sitting here on the air with you right now and doing music with him, and, like, it's a blessing to be able to do that. Which, matter of fact, Marley B, when are we doing some music, man? Like,
you just if you haven't already emailed me a track, I'm letting you know off top because we got 3 minutes left. If you haven't already emailed me any tracks, email me a beat. It can have your verse on there already or anything, and I'll have somebody record, especially if you're out of state, you know. I'll record it and email it back to you. I'm speaking up on everybody in radio, and it ain't just me and you on the phone. I'm speaking to everyone in radio land. If you're out of state, you can still email me your tracks. If you're not out of state, then you can still email me or message me on Facebook as to when you can come get me for one, because I do not like driving. Or for two, I will push myself to come out there and do what I got to do to record. I usually will be with Lady Vixen, because that's who I'm going to be coming to the city to fuck with, and a couple other people that want to function with me. You email your shit to welovemarleyb@gmail.com. If you want your music played, bang out.
Close, take the 210, get off on Manchester.
Get on the blue line.
Get on the blue line. Get off at Manchester.
Oh, boy, you playing with me. I don't do public transportation except for if it's my feet.
What was that?
I don't
don't do public transportation unless it's my own
seat.
About people
I
got too many friends.
Get on the 210.
I got my own damn car. I just don't need to drive.
Oh, okay.
And
in that case,
down
pick
right
me the homie Wood up. Take us to Valley's. We'll get us some 2 for $3.
Oh, yeah, 2 for $3.
And, yeah, we could eat, make me
so, with all the love being shown on the show, I appreciate it this week. I love y'all, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to play one more track. My boy Nicest, go girl. But before I play that, everybody, you know, go add me on Facebook, www.facebook.com/stupid.people.sniper. That is me, you know what I'm saying? And I'm on Flypass too, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing radio right now. I'm getting a couple of offers to expand my horizons and work in the media business and do a little bit more marketing and some promotion deals on the table, distribution deals, and I will be in 2 upcoming magazines, you know what I'm saying, real soon. Also, shout out once again to Topaz Lachey, the creator of Bang Out Radio. She got a magazine coming called
up,
Fresh
girl?
Flavor. Fresh Flavor.
Hey, one more thing
so
before, you know, I got to do this every show.
Try to that. Well, it's 5 seconds left. You can't. I got to play my track.
Hey, give out your information one more time.
Hey, yes,
we
check
love
out
Marty
the Facebook.
B at
you already know it is. Chalk Swag, Black Forest. Check
night.
Out the Hollywood, Hollywood, Black Forest. It is what it is.
Signing off this week, I appreciate the love, the callers, the listeners, and everybody that called in to speak up on the subject of why groups break up and how come they can't stay together. Thank y'all for naming the groups who did break up. All amazing groups. Very, very amazing. Get ready to go have dinner at the Star Mob Tilt, you know what I mean? And hey, live it up like it's no tomorrow, you guys. I might just, you know, go be on my TLC or something. Y'all know what that means. Hell, you might have to check it out. Insider, shout out to my best friend, Shaquita, my best friend, Farrah, and my sisters. You know, I gave y'all shouts out. But you know what I'm saying? Real talk, we never breaking up again, bitches. Love y'all. Have a good one.
Yeah, yeah, Marley B, loving you is all I wanna do.
Marley B.
Satisfied.
I'll call you my guy. I never leave your side.
Never.
coaches.